Hey, what's up, seekers? Welcome back. I have something very important to say, and that is thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you who support this project. I haven't taken the chance to tell this, to say this, to share this with you. And I was having a bit of a rough day, and I was reflecting on all the people out there who care about me and who care about this project, and I felt a lot of gratitude swelling up, and I wanted to share that here with you. Thank you both to those who support this project financially, who allow it to happen, who allow me to have the funds to buy the gear, to increase the quality, to have the time to do the research, the writing, the thinking, the collaborating, to buy food so that I can have the energy to keep the project going and a roof over my head, to sleep at night, to continue the project by day. And to those who can't support the project financially, which I fully get and understand, who support the project in so many other ways, with your kind words of appreciation and camaraderie in the comments and in private messages, by sharing the project and by doing your own thing to promote the cause of unity in this fragile world. I'd like to take this opportunity specifically to thank those who have joined us on Patreon, who support this project materially and financially. I remember very distinctly the first time that I got a notification from Patreon that someone had joined to support the project, and it really shook me. I was surprised. I just didn't know how to believe that someone out there, someone who I hadn't met in person, what we would conventionally call a stranger, wanted to give up of their hard-earned money to support this project, this dream, this vision. It really surprised me. And since then, we've had many, many people who have joined so generously, both friends and conventional strangers. I wanted to somehow do like a milestone, and then I saw in the Patreon dashboard that there were 70 Patreons. I thought 70 was a nice, beautiful number to celebrate. But then I went in and I realized that there was more than just 70. 70 were the ones that are active now. But I wanted to, of course, thank all of those that have been formerly patrons, and also a whole category of people who who apparently their payment has been declined by Patreon, who have tried to support the project. It turns out it's more like 150 people than 70. But I guess that's a nice number too. I'd like to read the names of each person, and I'd like each name that I read to be a moment of gratitude to that person for supporting this project and for allowing it to continue. I know some people don't like their full names out on the internet, so I'm going to stick to first names only. And if I mispronounce any of your beautiful names, I apologize in advance. I am somewhat dyslexic, so don't hold it against me. And this is also in kind of a random order here. I don't know how this order was compiled. I would like to thank each one of you. I'd like to thank Rick, Aiden, Leo, Francis, CyberArt, Ilana, Gary, Frederike, Laurie, Space Cowboy, Clifton, Steve, Billy, Jackie, Josh, Glenn, ZV, George, Gab, John, Victoria, Casey, Josh, Brad, Joseph, Benjamin, Margot, Gail, Noam, Annie, Kim, Michael, Kirk, Ron, Seth, Daniel, Raphael, Daniel, Jason, Sergio, Layla, Wael. Xavier, I guess. Maybe I'll put the names on screen so you can see what I'm struggling to read here. Simona, Francis, Eddie, Stephen, Arash, William, Michael, Timothy, Vilijami, Stony, El Teco, Stephen, Sven, Ahmed, Alexander, Diceman 818, Hannah, Julian, Leo, Sim, Sultan, John, Igor, Chazi, Andrew, Alexandra, Fusun, Lucas, Andrew, Stian, Ivana, Aiden, Darjeeling, Astarte, Declan, Gregory, Alex, Charlie, Benyard, Joshua, Aaron, Sage, Marcel, Ahok, Yehuda, Kevin, Evan, Shahin, Alalami, Dale, Ethan, Gare, Effie, Noam, Ron, Joachim, Stuss, Jared, Tim, Mystic, MM, Lenny, Justin, Joshua, Jorge, Wayne, Jason, Caroline, Yaakov, Daniel, Woodenborn, Steve, Colin, Justin, Mariana, Vic, Shaw, Carlos, Nico, Isaac, Remea, Frederick, David, Ben, Miguel, Rodney, Alex, Charlie, Jonathan, Chelsea, Curly Joe, Adam, Little Hobbitus, Anouk, Bob, Chesky, Christian, Fretirther, Genghis, Kyle, Ricardo, Tarango, Rothy, Sarah, Simon, Vulcan Logician, Wesley, Zoe. And thank you to the first person who put a good sum of their hard-earned money to get this project started and who saw something in me and believed in it, and that is Andre. Thank you. Thank you also, I noticed here that in amongst this list are also some of my dear friends and colleagues, the Religious Studies Gang here on YouTube, that are creating some of the world's finest educational content, and I'm very, very honored and proud to be amongst them, and specifically Justin Sledge from Esoterica, Philip Holm from Let's Talk Religion, and Angela Puka from Angela Symposium. Those that are following the channels know that we just got to hang out together in Europe, and that was an incredible experience. I felt so lucky to have taken up a course of work that allowed me the privilege of being friends and acquaintances and colleagues with such fine people. If you don't yet know their work, please go and check their work out, and looking forward to spending more time with them, God willing, in the future. I want to thank each one of you who support this project, both for the things that you end up seeing that make it to the channel page, and for the many hours that go into projects that never do make it, for the scrap scripts, and for the project files that crash. I was actually just working on rendering an episode, and just one of those days where things are not working out. Let me show you. These are the kinds of things that you don't typically get to see. But I'd like to somehow show the the dead ends and failures. Here we have a some sort of technical issue. My GPU failed to perform image processing. So for supporting both the final finished products that make it to you, and for supporting me in my journey through the dead ends, for believing in me, even if there may be weeks where I'm not able to produce a human going through life with my own challenges and ups and downs and staying motivated. And so for believing me in those down weeks, and sometimes there may be series that don't particularly talk to you, and yet hanging in there because there's something about the project that you believe in. And that means the world to me. And it's also a responsibility and obligation that I hold myself up to, knowing that there are people out there who believe in this and that want to see, that believe in the possibility of a more united and unified world. And it holds me accountable to continue to create and share and think, to push myself and to put in those hours to try and produce and try and share. So thank you. I had more on my script here, but my computer now is just giving me a blank screen. I had more things that I wanted to share. I think I remember what it was, so I'll put this away and just talk to you. I just wanted to maybe point to some further directions that the channel is going in the future. Right now we're in the middle of producing and releasing an interview series that we did in collaboration with the Shalom Hartman Institute in Jerusalem, with some incredibly, incredibly fine scholars, scholars who I feel very lucky to have befriended and become close to, and have been really fortunate to be on the receiving end of their care and love. And I spent some time yesterday with a brilliant Zohar scholar, Melila Helner Eshed. Melila, who's been a mix of a Rebbe, a rabbi, and a mother to me. Her amongst many, many of the fine scholars here. Some of them actually, that we got to spend some time together in Europe just now together as well. Beautiful people. So those episodes are being released 1 week at a time. I hope you enjoyed the first episodes or whenever this gets published that have been released already. And I hope you enjoyed those to come. Very much looking forward to your feedback from those. After that series, I hope to turn my focus away a bit from theory and a bit more towards practice, to talk about what it might mean to embody a mystical path, mystical ideas in one's life with ritual and ceremony and practice and discipline. I believe that's super important. And I'm going to be talking about that from the perspective of Jewish mysticism, what it might mean to live Judaism as a spiritual practice on a day-to-day basis. And I hope to collaborate with some of my fine scholarly fellows and friends who can perhaps cover other traditions more thoroughly and expertly than I can. And the long dream here is to not just remain separated here by screens and lenses and cameras and internet connections, but to actually be doing more of this in person, to spend time with you, to spend time together. I started this project because I was lonely, both in a existential and metaphysical sense, but also in a practical social sense, and being in relationship and community with each of you and with my fellow creators has been an incredible, incredible journey that has really made this all worth it. But it's not quite enough, and I'd like to go further. I'd like to see how we can be less lonely and how we can build community in person. I'm talking here kind of long visions for the project here, beyond just the channel aspect. The channel is really just an excuse to build up the community, to build up the network of people who do want to do something positive and beautiful and do that together. And what exactly they may look like, I don't know, but I have some ideas. And I look forward to serving and creating and responding and being there for each of you for years to come. A great part as well behind the scenes of the work that I get to do is responding to DMs and messages and emails from young people all over the world who have questions and are looking for guidance, for resources, for answers. I don't particularly have answers, but it's a great pleasure to try to be there for them. It feels like I'm being there for myself, for me, where I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and I wish I had someone that I could reach out to with honesty and openness and receive an honest and open answer and response. That's a great privilege, responsibility, and pleasure, and I thank each of you who allow me to do that, besides for just the work that goes into the front end of the channel, that's the back end as well. And I hope that those efforts will coalesce one day into something in person. And it's a great, great pleasure. Thank you. And thank you. I'm trying to remember what other notes I had here on the computer. I wanted to thank Jack Conti, the creator and founder and CEO of Patreon, who created this amazing platform for scholars, artists, creators like myself to be able to support their work with the great generosity of each of you. Thank you, Jack. You're an awesome human. And it's a great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to be doing this work, to be living in service, to be living simply, and to be able to live a life guided by what I think is most important in this life, not by material pursuits, not by fame and vain metrics of success, but by depth and by kindness and the things that I aspire to. And you inspire me and allow me practically to continue aspiring towards those. And for that, I'm very deeply grateful. Thank you. My computer is really acting up right now. If this thing doesn't turn back on, we're going to need a few more patrons because this has served me really well. Oh, there we go. It powered up again. I'm going to be in the States soon, by the way. probably in New York, and I'd love to meet up with you if you're around. Yeah, catch you.